counter-narcotics efforts in Colombia, guerrilla insurgencies on the left, paramilitaries on the right, human rights abuses, and a faltering economy. All of these are on the agenda as Colombia's President Andres Pastrana meets today with President Bush at the White House. The United States already is providing military assistance to help Colombia eradicate coca crops, but Pastrana is seeking cooperation in other areas too, especially trade, NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Colombia's crisis is as complicated as they get, but Americans tend to focus exclusively on the fact that that country provides most of the cocaine and half the heroin consumed in the United States. Colombia has many more problems than just narco-trafficking, says Bernard Aronson, former Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs.
There are two guerrilla armies that are making war on the state. They have profited from the drug trade themselves, so they're very powerful, particularly the FARC. On the right, there are paramilitary forces which have been financed originally by landowners and drug traffickers who are now a power unto themselves, who are making war on the guerrillas.
And to compound the crisis, Colombia's economy is in serious trouble. The country has a weak central government. And systemic violence against judges, journalists, and police has weakened key institutions. The United States bears significant responsibility for Colombia's crisis, according to Robin Kirk, researcher for Colombia at Human Rights Watch. She notes that the United States is the number one market for Colombia's cocaine and heroin.
If there weren't American consumers, there wouldn't be Colombian sellers. The Colombia situation is intimately tied to our behavior as consumers of illegal narcotics. And the violence that has become part of everyday Colombian life is in great part fed by the dollars coming from American consumers.
In an effort to combat narco-trafficking in Colombia, Congress approved a $1.3 billion aid package last year to be used in Pastrana's comprehensive campaign known as Plan Colombia. But because the U.S. assistance is mostly military aid, and because a small number of American soldiers are in Colombia as trainers, there is concern that the United States might get caught up in Colombia's fighting. President Bush addressed the issue last week.
I, too, am worried about ever committing the United States military to an engagement in that part of the world. I know we're training, and that's fine, but the mission ought to be limited to just that.
In Washington Sunday, President Pastrana promised the United States will never get bogged down in Colombia's armed conflict. He asked for continued U.S. counter-narcotics assistance, support for his peace talks with guerrillas, reduced U.S. demand for cocaine, and he appealed for liberalized trade relations to help Colombia's economy. Bernard Aronson says the Bush administration should build bipartisan support now for a broad, long-term strategy to help Colombia, a strategy that includes liberalized trade and one that incorporates the concerns of liberals and conservatives in Congress.
Colombia needs military aid. It needs a more professional military. If it doesn't have it, then the people who will do the fighting are these paramilitaries who are responsible for most of the atrocities. But the Colombian military needs to be told that they can't be in league with these paramilitaries. They have to break with them. They have to take them on as their enemies.
And that should be a condition for U.S. aid, according to Aronson. Robin Kirk says the United States must find ways to support Colombia's civilian institutions, including those at the local level.
Because there are, in fact, very interesting proposals coming out of the offices of governors in Colombia, out of the offices of mayors, that have real concrete ways to try to solve some of the situations of violence. But those people are not being heard because all of the attention is on finding a military solution to America's drug problem.
President Pastrana has meetings with a broad array of U.S. officials this week, besides Mr. Bush, including the Trade Representative, Defense Secretary, and members of Congress. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.